right at the beginning of the exercise, this is what I saw. So, you understand there? So, this is what I saw. So, you started, you like this, and Janet said, start, and you went, and almost everybody lost their smile. Everybody's face, somebody did. And then at the end, you went, and it happened three times, and it was each of the three times that Janet stopped you. So, just ping.
We have ping.
We have to remember that whenever we go to do something, and I know we're transitioning from the day, and I know there's a lot going on, and we've got a lot to get ready to go to Syracuse, but for this little time that we have together right now, we need to think, okay, this is our last rehearsal before we go, let's make the best of it, and let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy and do as much good singing with best voice, focused, and I'm going to add a smile in that. I'm not going to rewrite it. Feeling well, and some of us are in a little bit of pain, and all the rest of it. However, we need to remember, we need to channel as best we can this. Because if we do this, everything lifts, and when we lift, we tune and we sing.
And wouldn't it be nice to leave here tonight with a really great sound in our ears, and we just bring that with us?
Yes.
For Saturday. It's true, you know, you remember the sound. And so we want to have that, and then we just do it again. How am I doing? Actually, Kelly, don't go away. Can you do your, that one?
So
what's the name of that?
That's actually our Bytown warm up.
Yeah,
then you're calling it Bytown warm up. And the NAVCAN one is the Sing, Sing, Sing.
Right. Just
maybe remind me what the NAVCAN one is.
Sing, Sing, Sing. Focus with best voice. Yeah. Energy, energy, don't give up. Contest, here we come.
Again.
Sing, sing, sing the notes. Focus with best voice. Energy, energy, don't give up. Contest, here we come.
Because
it's Friday.
That's it.
Coming on Saturday.
That's it. Oh, and we are going to sing that in Syracuse. So, I have to say that what I really appreciated on Monday was how this little warm-up, when we hum it, really helped everybody's focus. Because, you know, there's a lot going on. We were getting changed. We were in the hall. We were moving. We were lining up there. We were lining up there. But the minute we started to hum, the minute we started to hum our warm-up song, all of a sudden, I heard it ripple through every, and I heard people go, but what a great way to focus. So we are going to use it. This kind of focus is going to be really helpful for us on the weekend. So let's just remind ourselves, we're going to start off humming of how this goes. Starting here. One, two, three. You're going back down to here.
Oh,
we're going to start here. And I don't have much of a voice, so you have to listen. Ready? One, two, three.
So can we find that in this? Because if it's here, then we know it's going to go into the ballad. So try that.
Starting.
Just to
was there. It just needed to be reminded, to bring it back. Isn't it a drag that the sound we're going for doesn't happen automatically?
Someday.
Well, it's second nature, right? We have to build the skills and the muscle memory and all of those things so that they become so automatic. Then it does happen,
yeah.
But it takes a while to get there.
But we had it on Saturday,
yep,
at the rehearsal, and we had it on Monday.
Yep.
So it can come back.
Oh yeah, oh for sure, for sure. And there it was coming back right there. I'd like to do a couple of waterfalls.
On a word you'll recognize, I need an A, please.
We're going to do the first one. A, the Canadian pitch.
We're going to do the word rain, but I would like to hear more of a target vowel of E. Re, A. On some of the recordings, I was hearing a lot of rain. Rain. At the end of the intro, we hold ring. Rain, whatever. I don't know what note. I would hear a little, and what happens is when it's more A like that, the vowel is getting a little shorter and a little wide, a little spread. So the E, Re, Ain, it'll keep it taller, a little longer, and help it tune better, okay? So let's just try that on the A, please. Re, Re, E. Everybody know what we're doing? Yep, good. All right. This is a happy rain. It's a good rain. It's an important rain.
Yeah.
No flooding with this rain. Ready? And.
Rain.
Nice to see you got there, but there was a lot of
ramp up to the rain.
Yes, no ramping to the rain. The rain actually doesn't come from the bottom up. Rain comes from the top down, right?
Rain.
So remember the question marks? Coming from the top down. Put that pitch again. Ready? And. That stayed in tune longer. Tenors, I'm wondering if you need to breathe a little more often just to keep that sound spinning. Like, don't run it, don't breathe before you need to, so that you're not running out and I don't see you turning blue over there. You don't have to be death by squats. You don't have to, be heroic in there. Try it one more time. That was nice. So from the top down, ready? And. Points. I'd like to do now the second part, bow. If word we know. Bow. We want to finish bow every time, every opportunity we've got. And it happens a lot. So let's finish it and get that diphthong on it to clean it up. So A again. Bow. Oh. So O is going to be your main vowel for the entire thing until you go to the oo. Alright? And too much buh over here. Breathe together and nice. There we go. Tenors, I don't know if I'm like a little block on this side, but I'm not hearing much tenor, so I'm not.
This tenor's not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're trying.
Okay. Well, that explains it. Okay. That's fine. Now that I know that, yes. Save yourself.
Save yourself.
But let's hear bow one more time. I like you came in with more confidence that time. I like the and nice clear. Oh, one more time. And then we'll move on. Ready?